Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. We are here. We got our good friend Andrew from Beverly Hills Precious Metals to come by again. Things are moving in a really quick, crazy, chaotic pace all over the world, and that also includes the financial system. Thank you for joining me, Andrew. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be back, and definitely want to spread the word to other patriots.
Great. And we have to, because a lot of things are happening right now. Many things people are seeing, a lot of things people aren't. One thing people are seeing is that Bidenomics is hurting not just our country, but it is affecting the entire world. We now have multiple war fronts, not just Israel and Ukraine, but Syria, Yemen. These people continue to print money to pay for wars, and that money is not going back into our country. It is not coming back into our economy. And just this week or this past week, Moody's downgraded our country again. So tell me how all of this is affecting the gold market and you know, the markets in general.
Well, it seems to be devaluing the dollar. And people should understand that when the dollar goes down in value, that the price of gold goes up in value. So when gold goes up in value, then silver almost always trails the price of gold. So it's what's bad for the dollar is good for precious metals, which makes it the only hedge that I know of out there.
Yeah. And right now, all the other hard assets are getting more and more difficult. We see every day video after video of people upset they can't buy homes. Their mortgages are flying up. They're in debt. The highest debt ever carried by American citizens is right now in 2023. And there doesn't seem to be much relief ahead. What are you seeing on the front of IRAs and 401ks? I see people more and more frantically wanting to get them into precious metals or into some a little bit of one thing, a little bit of here, just to really diversify right now. It seems to be more than ever. And people are coming back that had come once before in the past and want more precious metals and hard assets in the retirement funds. So what's the story with that? And how's it going on your end? I know you have a whole team right now working on that you've had to like hire more people. So it must be exploding.
We have. This particular week has been one of the biggest weeks that we've ever seen with people converting retirement accounts into retirement accounts that hold gold and silver. And I'm talking about physical gold and silver. And one thing that I've noticed that seems to be an anomaly here in the last couple of weeks is exactly what you just said. People are going on your website and they're filling out the form and they're going on our website and doing the same thing. And they're saying, I'm a returning customer, but this time I would like to learn how to roll over my TSP retirement account into one that holds physical gold and silver. They've always known this was an option, but they've done cash purchases in the past, and now they want to exit the stock market and their other investments and move into physical gold and silver. And right now is a great time because we're pretty sure that we're headed into a recession that should go into high gear next year. When that happens, stocks will start to go down. There's no reason for you to ride that wave down. Get out of the stocks and go into gold and silver until the stock market recovers, and then you can exit out of gold and silver and go back into the stock market.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling people a lot. We have to weather the storm. It's actually going to be between now and 2024, there's going to be a lot of chaos thrown at us, and a lot of it is going to be manufactured. But in the meantime, we can really weather the storm best if we have privacy, security with our money somewhere safe. We've been talking from the beginning on this show about the central bank digital currency executive order 14067 and subsequent executive orders on ledger technology, certainly on the IRS ledger and blockchain technology. All of this is about taking our money and our ability to even do our own taxes, to decide where it goes away from us. And at the same time, what people are realizing, because they are rebranding the ESG score, which is the social credit score that they claim was for banks and businesses, but it's really for you through banks and businesses, has had a lot of pushback. But people are realizing that this money, this central bank digital currency, is not only surveillable, but they can turn it off. These are tokens, and that they will be, we are seeing more and more. We had Kathy Hochul this week talk about it. The FCC just passed something very unconstitutional to totally monitor everything on the internet, which includes your bank accounts and includes any transactions you were doing online. They're doing it through websites and making it, of course, more inclusive on the internet. But this is a full track and trace surveillance move that we've been looking at for a long time. So let's talk a little bit of how gold and silver helps you maintain the privacy and security of your money without Big Brother deciding what and how you can spend it.
Oh, it's huge because years ago, our parents and our grandparents, if they wanted to, if they wanted to sock away something for the future, you just take a little bit of extra cash out of the bank, put it in your sock drawer or under your mattress, and now you own cash that nobody knows that you own. And nowadays, if you still have that, and let's just say you want to buy something with it or wire funds to somebody, you have to deposit into the bank. So it goes into the centralized banking system where it can be seen. It can. It's not a private transaction. Even real estate. Real estate is something where it traces back to people, but physical gold and silver does not. So if you buy the non-reportable gold and silver, you can own it outside of the centralized banking system. And I believe that that's the number one reason why you should want to own physical gold and silver. It does many other things, like it's a hedge against inflation. So as things start to cost more, like eggs and bread and gasoline, gold and silver also go up, and that hedges what you lose in buying power with the dollar. Now, as we go to a central bank digital currency, and if it is in fact gold backed, that can't be bad because it's gonna be backed by something real. That can make gold go up 2-3 times as much as where it's at right now.
Yeah, and we have to remember that there are many factions fighting behind the scenes here, because we also have the BRICS nations, which are already working on transacting without the US dollar. I know they've done it with China currency, and apparently they also are doing it. India is also experimenting with not using the gold, with not using the American system and really skipping that altogether. We also know that the sanctions that they've imposed on Russia and all over the world, that's what one of our weapons that our government for some reason has used as a weapon of war is the financial sanctions. Well, Russia has never done better than it has because they were well prepared for this. And as they keep going with this war mentality, this march to war, it's really getting worse and worse for the US dollar. And at this point, they are cutting off now. They don't really have this money for Ukraine. They don't really have money when they're talking about all these bills. There's no literal money. So the more that they pass these ridiculous omnibus bills, the less valuable our dollar becomes. And we're getting to a place where it appears that many nations are already talking about not taking the dollar at all. The scary part, Andrew, is that the United States is talking about, and I've seen this with banks, not having cash at all. And if that happens, what does that look like?
Oh, it's all those worthless dollars that we've printed out of thin air are going to come back here to America. And because if nobody else wants them, we're the ones that are going to have to buy them back. When they find their way back here, there's going to be way too much cash available out there. The dollar is going to lose value and we're going to hit hyperinflation. It will for sure happen because our dollar is backed right now by treasury bonds that other countries typically will invest in. So we invest in them as well, but that's what our dollar is backed by. But if nobody else, if none of the countries out there are going to continue to invest in these treasury bonds, then that means that we're going to have to buy back what everybody else is selling. And really, they're all going to find their way back here. And that's not what we want, because there's too many dollars that we've printed out of thin air. So it's going to lose value quickly in buying power.
Yeah, and I want to warn people, Obama, who is really, I call O'Biden Obama. Obama, as most people know, and his entire team basically didn't leave DC, didn't even stop doing the Obama globalist plan. I believe, as you guys know, that both Bushes, Obama, Clinton, and now Biden, they're all globalists. They're post-America world. They are invested and committed to Agenda 2030 and this global system, which the central bank digital currency that they're talking about is global. That's actually going to be all the way funneled to the top bank of all the banks, Bank of International Settlements, that runs the central bank machinery worldwide, including the IMF and World Bank. That would be where it would be. This is a one world central bank digital currency that they are talking about, where the globalist oligarch billionaire elitists, they have all the money, and then there's no middle class, because there's something Obama's out there talking about, inclusive capitalism. This was named by Linda Rothschild and the Pope during the COVID. And what inclusive capitalism is it is a part of Agenda 2030, the full track and trace surveillance dystopia that they'd like us to all accept with their 17 development goals. Well, one of their goals is about financial, and it is inclusive capitalism, which sounds all good, but inclusive capitalism means socialism. It means communism. It means everyone on a universal basic income. If nobody needs any money, who's providing that money to everyone, and where are they getting it? They're getting it from redistributing wealth. This has nothing to do with them or their holdings. What they're saying, it's the same thing with the climate. They're saying, transfer us all the money on the planet. They're using climate, obviously, as one part of this communist agenda. But then they're also using the financial, that there's not enough equality, diversity, equity, inclusion, and equality, equity in the financial markets worldwide. So we should transfer them all of our money, which I'm sure all you saw Janet Yellen and Carrie and other people this week talking about a global tax for climate change. Again, you have to ask yourself, who is collecting this global tax and what bank? So when they're talking about inclusive capitalism, who is deciding the mechanism for making sure that everyone has equity financially in America? That is what they're saying, folks. And what they're really saying is, we will stop all middle class and independent wealth. We will control all wealth through the social credit score, ESG score, central bank digital currency on the ledger and technology that was in the infrastructure bill that Joe Biden passed. If you go look at it and you look up the infrastructure ledger technology and blockchain technology, then they put in, you know, the IRS bill, and everyone's, oh, the 87,000 armed agents. Well, it was the technology and AI in that bill that you should be scared of, which can take your taxes out for you without a tax attorney, a tax accountant, without TurboTax, anything involved, and then try to get your money back if there's mistakes. And they're going to decide what deductions are, because they've watched every transaction all year. They are already implementing this in the EU, and I believe they will also be in Canada. If you do not think that O'Biden has signed on to this, then you really need to go look at what they're saying and what they're doing. And Obama standing on stage last week, Andrew, at his big gala event as his $300 million Obama Foundation in Chicago, and announcing that capitalism doesn't work, that free markets don't work for everyone, but inclusive capitalism is the answer. And you know where that's coming from, which is Linda Rothschild. You really just have to put together the dots and say, oh my God, they are really, really going for a one world bank. And that one world bank will be us down here and them up here and no middle class. And that will also end, especially if you have a low social credit score, or ESG score. And don't forget, we just saw G is in being treated like a king in America in San Francisco. Well, his country already runs that way, social credit score, ESG score. And what happens if they violate anything? It could be voting for Donald Trump. You know, they're monitoring our internet, as Kathy Hochul is putting in New York. It could be memes. They're putting people in jail for memes. It could be buying guns. It could be traveling too much. It could be using, they have climate trace. They're going to put on this international a global ID wallet that'll be included to the central bank digital currency. Well, they cannot give you loans. They can stop your money altogether. They can stop you from buying specific things, be it beef or gas or whatever. So when they're saying inclusive capitalism, please understand that this is top-down technocratic, meaning technology-based totalitarian control of your behavior and your choices, taking away your liberty and freedom. We got to fight to do the other side of that. So Andrew, in this scenario, a lot of people have been talking about, and I know that there's several states that are putting in legislation to have gold be legal tender, gold and silver. At some point, if they push and flip the switch for the central bank digital currency, that's going to become really important.
It is. It's like, that's very heavy stuff that you just talked about. And it's, it just proves that we need to take matters into our own hands. It's like, I've seen so many like dystopian movies and shows where usually it seems like Texas is the one that's really for the people. And speaking of Texas, they're the first state out there that tried to adopt using gold as a currency. And now there's a whole lot of states, like almost half the states in the union now have adopted gold as a possible currency, like a legal tender at some point here. And I feel like this, they're just creating the infrastructure so that when the dollar is unseated as the world's reserve currency, that we would be able to usher in gold-backed ways of transacting as opposed to going to any kind of central bank digital currency or digital token type system.
Right. And we need that. And we need that now. We need to also, you know who in your area you can barter with gold and silver and really start getting that going, because there is a bill that was proposed to go back to the gold standard. But in order to do that, we would need a government that actually is working for us. Because what Andrew and I have been saying all along is a gold-backed currency, but by something, not this fiat currency Ponzi scheme that we've been stuck in, this debt slavery matrix, that encourages freedom. It encourages ingenuity. It encourages small business ownership. It encourages creativity and all these things that they want to stop. This is part of Agenda 2030, folks. It's totally connected. It's a one world bank, a one world currency, a one world military, which I believe is NATO, a one world government, which are obviously WEF, UN, World Health Organization, all of them, the octopus of global control that we're still trying to point out, the multinational corporations, public-private partnership of stakeholders. Well, it's a Hunger Games world, and they're trying to create it. And for us to reject it, we have to prepare now. So, Andrew, let's talk a little bit about China. Everyone saw this. They clean up San Francisco overnight. You and I have seen it in LA. I lived in LA 20 years. You've been there all your life. What happens when the Oscars roll around? The entire Skid Row is cleaned up and sparkling. You don't know where they went. Well, they just pulled this magic this week in San Francisco for the king of California, President Xi, to come in. And he comes in and all the multinational public-private partners of the globalist regime go and meet and clap for him at a $40,000 plate dinner. We saw everyone there from all the globalist companies, Apple and Microsoft and Meta, and everyone's there. And what's going on? Because what we are learning is that China has huge gold reserves, way bigger than have ever been reported. And that China pretty much is telling most nations, like, don't worry about your debt to America. And we got your back. So what's doing with China, and why is some of our gold going to China?
It's really, people are realizing that gold is really the world's currency. It always has been, and it probably always will be. So I've seen a lot of articles like that, and I believe it. What I love about that is that you can own physical gold and silver without anybody out there knowing how much you have or where you have it. But you can't do that with real estate. You can't do that with bank accounts. You can only do it with gold and silver. I've even read a few articles lately that there might actually be trillionaires out there right now. Like people that have $1 trillion, individuals that are trillionaires. And like some of the people that made money in the oil business in the Middle East, but you don't know how much money they have because they have gold and silver. You can privately own it. And if they need to, or if you need to, and you have gold and silver, you can convert it back into your local currency at any point. So why not have it? It just seems like the natural way to transact. And one thing that you said a moment ago that I've had multiple people say on interviews this week alone is we need to become more active in trying to create ways that we can transact using gold and silver now. Like, let's say you have to pay somebody for some tax work. Maybe somebody will do your taxes this year, and you know that they like gold and silver. You can pay them in gold and silver. So I think we need to be more active in trying to transact that way.
Yeah, and really start. I have a book coming out, Americans Anonymous, and what it's really about is having freedom meetings in your community, in your neighborhood, and part of that would be finding out all the people that do things that you need in your area, and how to barter and how to transact in gold and silver outside of the market, at least until we get to the other side. Because folks, I believe that there is a dark period ahead. Then there's going to be a big change, a big shift, a revolution for the positive. Humanity, I believe, will still win. But then there will eventually be a reshuffling and what I consider to be probably a renaissance period where all of this will revert and we will take back this nation. We will also take back commerce and business and ingenuity and creativity and imagination will become something again and all of this stuff and industry. But we have to get from A to B. And that's why I also wanted people to realize that the digital euro is moving forward in the European Central Bank, which is controlled by the central bank that would also be controlling ours. And they are not giving the EU member states choices. Well, some of the member states in the EU are having a big problem with this. So it's not inevitable. They really do need our consent, but they are selling it, especially to these very brainwashed graduates that we're watching marching in the streets, unclear on what they're marching about. But these people are all for destroying capitalism. This is what they believe. They believe that socialism and communism is a better way forward. They believe that free markets are bad. They are being taught this. And that is what is what's happening in Europe. But there's certain nations pushing back in the EU, which is causing a big fracture there. We don't want that here, but we do need to understand that whatever is being forced in the EU, they're going to try to force here. And that is already happening. So, Andrew, let's talk a little bit about what makes, I think, Beverly Hills Precious Metals, for me at least, I just bought more this week, really unique, is that you guys have your own depository where your gold also sits. So the gold for your company, and also Andrew has he's been in the business for 30 years. So he has contacts all over the world. So while other people are low and it's going to take weeks, Andrew, it already has stock in this depository. But the good news about that is you can also buy from Andrew and have an account at that depository, which gives you a lot of advantages. So why don't you tell them a little bit about your there and why that's an advantage for anyone that would buy from you, me, us, since Andrew is my main sponsor. So if you're buying gold and you're buying from Andrew, you're really supporting the show as well. So I think this is awesome, and this is why we work with him, one of many reasons.
Sure. And so for starters, many of the other companies that sell gold and silver are just brokers. So literally, you're paying them for gold and silver, and then they're taking your money and going and buying gold and silver with it. There's nothing wrong with that. It just causes a couple extra days or possibly even weeks of delay before your product is actually delivered. For us, we're purchasing the gold and silver with our own money before we sell it. So oftentimes, I would say the bulk of what we have is stored at the depository that we use in Delaware. So as Mel just said, if you opt to have a storage account at the same depository that we use, then once you purchase it, we do a paper transfer of physical gold and silver moving into your account. So it's already sitting there physically at the same location. So it just goes from the ledger with our name on it to the ledger with your name on it. But if you want to withdraw at any time, you can do so, and it would be shipped over to you directly. So it's actually there and it's insured. And another big point for that is that you can set it up where you have, you can set up a joint account where the joint account holder has rights of survivorship, where they could be a beneficiary if you were to pass away. And I get these calls all the time. So people will call us and they'll say, okay, you know, I've got some bad news for you, Andrew. Mom passed away, and I'm going to email you the death certificate, and I would like to set it up to where now I want to still have a joint account there, but I want to have somebody else now as a beneficiary. And it's great because they can keep it within the family. It's unfortunately that people do pass away, but they've set it up that way. Those are their wishes. And it's a great process, and it's not involved in the probate system, and it's safe, insured against anything. So for me, I have the bulk of our inventory there. I often have it shipped from there directly to clients for cash purchases, and it's just a great way to go. And I'll tell you, I've never seen so many people take us up on that option as I have this year.
Well, yeah. And also, like, we're talking about weathering the storm. And like I said, I do believe that God wins here. We win. We will have back our nation. All nations will have back their nations and their sovereignty and all of the stuff that comes with a renaissance period on the other side. But we got a tough ride up to 2024. These people, they're hell-bent on Agenda 2030. These 17 sustainable goals are totally fraudulent. They're just sustainable for them. But they're going to keep trying and keep pushing and enticing. And it's happening in real time. Another thing that I know people that watch me, my personal friends, have done with your you, Andrew, is they have put away money for their kids to go to college, for their kids' weddings, for grandchildren. And what they're doing now is, instead of having, you know, these accounts and sitting in these central banks and all of that, they are buying the gold in your depository, and they're putting it in there with their name and the child or the heir or whatever. And they're saying, you know, they just feel better at being there right now than anywhere else. And this is a great alternative that I'd never thought of before. And then my one friend did it. And then I said it on the show, and now I've had multiple do that. And it's really just protecting yourself while we get through this. And that's an option too. And you also buy back gold. So if you are buying gold and you're storing it there and, you know, you need to move or buy a house or you have an emergency, the transfer is really easy, right?
Oh, it's so simple. There's there's actually a client that we met through the Mel Kay Show a couple of years ago that bought like $994,000 worth of the $20 gold pieces, like the ones that you've purchased from us before. And right. Every now and then he will sell us back five of them. That's it. He goes, I'm ready to sell five more. We give him the price. We send him a FedEx label by email. And then he ships them to us. We have it the next day. We already have his wire transfer info on file, and we send him a wire transfer. It's for him, it's as simple as going to an ATM. Only thing is it takes an extra day and he doesn't have to leave his home. To him, that's more convenient. And he'd rather have it in gold than have it sitting in a bank account.
Right. And, you know, something else I want to tell people about and talk about. So a lot of people have seen people online saying that they're trying to give they're trying to deposit cash into Chase and other banks, Wells Fargo. They don't want to take the cash, which leads most people to believe that they are on track with the plan to have no cash. And they say, I know that there's a lot of places. We were just in an airport that takes no cash, none whatsoever. So again, and that also leads into the ledger technology, who's getting your back end data, all of that stuff. But at the same time, we have to remember that we need to know exactly who we are dealing with and pick and choose who we're doing business with based on, are they towards freedom and liberty, or are they taking us in the wrong direction, away from that, away from privacy and freedom. So that has a lot to do with where you do business. And Andrew, I wanted to ask you, because I keep getting calls about and emails about people that are being scammed. And this bothers me so much because I mean, we've been trying to tell people, but what do some of these scams look like? Because I feel so bad. What has happened with me and you also is that people have gone to other gold people, and then they come back and they say, you know what? Do you think Andrew can help me figure out what happened here? I know you get calls from people. So what are things people should look out for right now? Because people are, it seems like it's getting more and more serious out there.
Oh yeah, there's a couple of different things. So I did read an article over the weekend, last weekend, where someone had lost $21,000 trying to purchase 1 ounce gold bars from Craigslist. And it was over two or three different transactions. Yeah, and they bought one bar the first time, everything seemed okay. So when they came back the second time, it was for a larger order, and then the third time was also a large order. So turns out they were all fake. And for me, when I'm trying to buy the gold and silver for our inventory that ultimately will make it in the hands of the patriots that watch this show, if I could buy it cheaper at an unknown place, I won't do it. It's I only go through the biggest and best wholesale houses out there, and I don't care if I can save an extra 5 or 10% from some random one and done type purchase. I don't do it, and that's why we've never come across anything that's not real. But there's a lot of that out there. Another thing that I've seen happen a couple times recently is people have been contacted about different types of cryptocurrency, and they've been told that that these cryptocurrency are going to blast off in price within a matter of days. And we literally had somebody recently that had just completed a $550,000 cash transaction with us for gold and silver that wanted to undo it and go that route. But before she could get the funds from us, she took $50,000 of her own money, invested it into this cryptocurrency deal, which I told her likely wasn't real, and she lost the $50,000. So she was grateful that she dipped her big toe in the water and she found out it was not good. And then she wanted to keep her initial transaction with us, and then she went on with that. And I'm telling you, like, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. There's thousands of people. Yeah, it's true. There's thousands of people you can buy gold and silver from. But the advantage that you have here is that if you're already watching the Mel Kay Show, and if you believe what the things that Mel Kay talks about, if you feel that that she can be trusted and you believe in her vetting skills, then why not give the sponsors of the show a chance with your business? You don't have to go in with a big transaction. You can just try it a little bit, make sure it's good, understand how the process works. And if you're comfortable with it and if you like us, then keep doing it. but it's important because when we see gold and silver start to reach new highs, which gold is less than $100 away from the all-time high, when it reaches a new high and everybody flips on their local TV station and see and finds this news out, they're all going to start buying gold. There will be a gold rush, and that's when the scammers are going to come out. So it's very important that you find somebody that's a friend or a patriot and go through them.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's been really important to me more than anything, because we are friends with you in real life. So we know not only Andrew, but Andrew has worked with us pretty much to come up with the easiest, most secure and safe, but also easiest to navigate way to buy gold and silver, but also to find out information. So Andrew and I worked together about 3 years ago to set up a form that we have online, and we have at themelkayshow.com at our partners page. And in that form, you fill out all the information. Andrew and I do not share any information. We don't share your email or your phone number. This is strictly for convenience and efficiency to get things done quickly. And in the form that we've created, you pick what you're looking for, what you're thinking about, and all of that. But there's a notes section where you can say things like, when I started working with Andrew 3.5 years ago, I knew nothing about gold. I knew nothing about silver. I was a little embarrassed to even ask questions. But you can write, I don't know anything. I'm a novice. I don't have millions of dollars, but I don't want to lose what I do have. I don't want to lose my savings. I want to put money away for my children or whatever it is, IRA, 401k. And you fill in the form there. And then Andrew has hired a lot more people, he's had to, that specialize in different areas. And the more you put in the form, the sooner it'll get to the right person, the sooner you'll get a phone call from that right person and get your questions answered. So Andrew, talk a little bit about your back end there, what the different departments are, what people can, what you've been hearing lately that people are calling and asking for, and how easy it is on the back end now. I mean, you really created this from scratch.
Yeah, it's really working out great. We're getting the retirement accounts done so quickly because of how we've streamlined what the people want and what they're hoping to find an answer for. So example, in that notes section, you might want to put, I have a TSP account that I want to know how to roll that into a retirement account that holds physical gold and silver. So if you put that in there, I get you to our retirement team. If you purchase silver regularly from other places, but would like to give us a chance, put that in there, because I'll get you to a specialist that's going to make sure that you get the best price out there. Now, if you're interested in exchanging some of the reportable gold and silver that you might have for non-reportable gold and silver, then put that in there. So a lot of the times when people first get into gold and silver, they'll buy things like Krugerrands or gold or silver eagles, and there's nothing wrong with those, but those are reportable assets when it comes to gold and silver. And in my opinion, you're better off having the non-reportable assets, which are the pre-1933 gold coins, like the $20 gold pieces that you have, Mel, and pre-1965 dimes, quarters, and half dollars. I think that that's what people are going to be bartering with, and not so much the bullion.
Yeah. And also, I want people to make sure that they understand the difference between physical gold and this paper gold that is traded on the stock market. I think that's another thing that's happening right now. People think that they're buying physical gold and they're not. Can you just, before we go, tell people the difference and what that's about? Because it's becoming a problem. And I see people talking about it more and more that they didn't realize that what they were buying was actually paper.
Yeah, it's so if you try to go through your brokerage account, so whoever manages your money at, say, Merrill Lynch or Schwab or wherever you're at, if you want to withdraw funds to buy physical gold and silver, oftentimes they're going to try to stop you. They'll say, oh, you don't need physical gold and silver. You can invest in gold and silver through us. And then you listen to what they have to say. And they might offer you things like mining stocks. They'll say, look, mining stocks go up in value when the price of gold and silver go up because they mine more, because what they get out of the ground is worth more. And that is true to a degree, but we're not buying gold and silver so that it can go up in value. That's our secondary goal, but our primary goal is to preserve what we have and everything that you've ever worked for, your life savings. So preserving that with physical gold and silver you have to have the physical gold and silver to do it. Another type of paper asset is investing in GLD or SLV. Again, those are stock market products that are supposedly tied to physical gold and silver. However, if everybody that has, say, GLD for gold wanted to sell on the same day, they wouldn't be able to do it because they're oversold. They've sold the number of ounces that they have that's supposed to back GLD like many times over. So it's some sort of legalized Ponzi scheme. So do not invest in paper gold and silver unless you're some sort of a day trader and you understand the risks involved. For people that aren't day traders, you should get involved with a physical gold and silver.
Yeah. And again, you know, you can also have it delivered to you. Andrew will send it to you, FedEx, insured, all of that. You know, a lot of people have safes that they have, you know, bolted to the ground or whatever. So you can have it with you, or you can have a depository or some mix of both. But now is the time. We are going into come January 1st, we do not know what's coming. These people, these crazy psychopaths seem to be pushing towards World War III, though no human on the planet that is not involved on that level wants that. And that makes a difference too. Oil is going to skyrocket, and there's a lot against America right now that we have to be very aware of. So I am very grateful for Andrew and his team. They are so good to me, and it's pretty quick to get stuff. It's very easy, and I feel very secure with them, and you will too. Andrew, I did want to mention again what you just talked about. So there are a lot of banks that are now putting out information for their customers, not just about bail-ins and that they are actually can be turned into creditors to these banks, but they're also warning about bank runs. I saw people were trying to take out money last week, and it wasn't happening at a couple of the big banks. People are getting letters in the mail about that there was a slowdown and that it's taking more days for money to transfer in when wired. So a lot of this has to do with them trying to push off any kind of disaster. At least that's what it looks like to me. And you've been saying this for a long time with you trying to get wires or people trying to transfer money to you from the main central banks, having a problem, or the wire doesn't go through, or they kind of tell them, you know, like, you don't really want to do this. So just before we go, I just want you to mention that this has been happening and that people should not just take their word for it or just walk away and accept like that it's really about the bank protecting the bank, not them protecting you.
Oh, yeah. So the banks are interfering in these transactions so many different ways. One way that they're doing it is more of a subtle way. So a lot of the times while the client is at the bank trying to initiate the bank wire, the bank will say, well, why don't you call the person that sent you the wire info right now and verify the bank wire info, which is, you know, that's common practice if you're buying, property or so forth. But the banks are doing this knowing that there's about a 50-50 chance that when you make that call, that the person that you spoke to is going to answer the phone. So they figure if they don't answer the phone, then they're going to take that moment that you don't answer to try to create some doubt in your mind and scare you. And then you walk out of there without sending the wire. And I know this happens because the people go back home and then they call us and they say, well, you know, the bank said that we had to verify the bank wire info, and we tried to call our rep and he called me 10 minutes later, but I'd already left the bank. Well, that's what the bank is actually counting on. So if you need to verify the bank wire info, then verify it with us before you go to the bank, and instead of getting there and letting them tell you to do it. They'll do anything. They'll sit there and they'll Google, they'll look around, and they're like, wow, we can't really find much about this company, nothing bad for sure, and they go, probably shouldn't do it. But this is their job because they're being told this from way up top. Don't let the money leave the accounts. Yeah. They actually act like it's theirs, but it's yours. So you have to demand that they do what you're asking them to do.
Yeah. And that's it. You got to be the boss of your own destiny. You got to trust your gut and trust yourself, and really protect your future and protect what you have, what you've earned. Your money is your money. This whole inclusive capitalism storyline, get ready. You're going to hear it a lot. It is not good. It is a social credit score, ESG score, branded as something it is not. It is not inclusive. It is equity. It is the thing that is destroying this country from top to bottom. And, you know, each person should be entitled to the exact benefit of what they put into the system back to themselves. And that is not what they want anymore. You're going to see a lot more rumblings about how capitalism is bad, free market is bad, auto-determination of your money is bad. You know, doing taxes yourself isn't efficient. There's a lot of storylines that are converging right now in the financial world to convince you to go into the central bank digital currency willingly and asking for it. And just don't pay attention to the chaos. Protect yourself now. Thank you so much, Andrew. It is always a pleasure. I'm so blessed to be working with you. You have helped me and my family and many of my friends at this point, many of my subscribers. And I appreciate that because you really have to be very discerning right now on all levels. There's a lot of fake financial information out there. And Andrew always brings you the real stuff. So you're also a big giant patriot. And Andrew and I are both going to be in Tulare, California, December 15th and 16th, right outside of Fresno. It's actually right outside of both Fresno and Bakersfield in two different directions. So we'd love for you to come join us because Andrew comes and you can talk to him in person, talk to his people. They come because he's out there in California. So please do join us both there. And Andrew, you see this from all sides. You do shows, a lot of shows with different great people that we're friends with. So what are you seeing on the front? Do you think that I happen to see a lot of optimism, even though there's a lot of bad news. I'm seeing a lot of people that really see a lot of the bad news as signs of the deep state falling apart.
Yeah, I think that it's great that we've all banded together to share the real news because so many of the things that we talk about sound like doom and gloom. And it's like people tell me sometimes they sound very conspiracy theory like, but then you start to see them on different websites, like websites you've never heard of. And then you yeah. give it a couple more months and then they start to be on websites that you've heard of a little bit. And a couple months later, they're on websites that you know and look at all the time. And then right. it won't be much longer when you start to see central bank digital currencies on our televisions here in America. For now, you won't. And I'll be traveling abroad next month and I can't wait to turn on the news and see if they talk about central bank digital currencies there. But the point is that we will be fine here. We're getting the real news. We're teaching people how to protect themselves and their family and their wealth and their health and everything under the sun. And we will prevail.
Yeah, and you know, it's so funny you say that. And we talked about that right when that executive order came out. I called you, I sent it to you. I know I sent it to Clay and General Flynn. And I said, this is real bad news. And we were all on it right away. Like, this is bad. This is the one world government takeover of our financial system. And you know, it's funny. Now I say when people... It doesn't really happen that much. I say, you know, we're not conspiracy theorists. We just tell you the headline 6 months before everyone else. So, you know, that's where we are right now at this point. And we have gold medals in early headlines that were once sounded like conspiracy theories and end up being the truth. So you have been amazing and great for that. Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Go to the MelKShow.com resource page is good too. You can find out a lot there about gold and silver as well. But go to the MelKShow.com partners page, Beverly Hills Precious Metals. If you go there directly, please say, you came from Mel K Show. Andrew is the reason that Rob and I are able to do this every single day. We put out shows every night, live streams, and Andrew is a big part of that. So please, if you are looking at it, you can go to MelKGold.com. You can go directly to them. You can go to the MelKShow.com. Whatever it is, use the code MelK. Andrew, thank you for being not just a sponsor of the show and a good friend, but somebody that I really find to be a true patriot and somebody that you can really trust in these times. And I look forward to the next year of working together because it has been such a joy so far. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I look forward to it as well, and I hope to be back soon.
You will. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.